Al Jazeera Podcasts.
US President Joe Biden says he will stop the supply of weapons to Israel if it launches an all-out attack on Rafah. For weeks, Washington has been pressuring Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to send forces into the city. Rafah was seen as the last refuge for more than 1.5 million displaced Palestinians. As Israel's strikes continue on Gaza, Hamas and Israel are engaged in ceasefire talks in Cairo. Now, those discussions are being negotiated by Qatar and Egypt. A third mass grave has been uncovered at Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. Palestinian officials say they've exhumed 49 bodies and are continuing to search for more. New storms are forecast for Brazil's flooded Rio Grande do Sul region. Authorities say the expected rain will make rescue efforts even more difficult. More than 100 people have been killed by the devastating floods. North Macedonia's nationalist opposition party has won parliamentary elections in a landslide victory. Supporters have been celebrating in the capital of Skopje. The ruling Social Democrats conceded defeat before official results were even announced. Now, the win is likely to put the brakes on EU integration as the incoming Prime Minister is refusing to budge on several roadblocks. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Hungary for the final stop of his visit to Europe. He was received in Budapest by Prime Minister Viktor Orban. China has invested close to $10 billion in manufacturing and infrastructure in the country, and Orban is keen to maintain good ties with a major economic partner. Xi's trip to Hungary marks 75 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries.
Coming up on The Take, Israel seizes control over the Rafah crossing. No Palestinians can get out and no flow of aid in. That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.